Calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Yes, I've got a discrepancy on a bill that you sent on me, and you repaid what I'd asked you to do, and then I find out that you collected another $94.90 on my bank afterwards.
Can I have a zip code?
76119.
First and last name?
Carol Higgins.
Verify the address for me.
4732 Old Blue Circle.
All right, give me 1 second while that account loads.
What was the date on that?
Today.
Okay. But, I mean, we just got everything straightened up from some other charges that you did the other day when I was ordering some pills.
Mm-hmm.
That got all corrected. And then I noticed at the top of my bank statement, there was an additional charge by you guys for $94.90.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't see where you called in, but when you did ask for
I called in on the 4th. It was on the 4th.
Uh-huh, I don't see that. But did you ask for your account to be canceled, or did you ask for a refund? Because you asked for a refund, you're going to get the refund.
I asked for a refund. There shouldn't have been anything put on there but $6.95.
Right, but once you did ask for a refund, if you didn't ask for your account to be canceled, then it's going to keep billing you. That's why you got billed again.
Okay, cancel me and take that off of there. You need to make all this stuff, known to people.
I do understand that you want to be canceled, but could we at least offer you a 35% discount on any future purchases?
No.
Not
I
even
want
a 50.
Cancel. Nothing.
We would hate to lose you as a customer.
I want my money back in my account.
We would hate to lose you as a customer. We can't even do 75.
Sounds like a daggum scam to me. Because y'all don't explain that to people.
Explain what? Oh. Okay, I did get that account canceled for you, but I will not be able to do any refunds.
Now, it has to be a refund, yes. I don't want the $94.90 taken out of my account.
I do understand that, but it's already approved.
You got to find some way to get it back to me.
Because
I did not ask for this to be taken out of my account.
Yes, ma'am, but once you called last
I did
time,
not
you were supposed to ask to be canceled.
Well, wasn't that explained to me?
Well, I'm pretty sure they probably read you the terms and conditions
no,
when you first got billed.
No, nobody did anything. I saw those extra charges for other stuff, I said to give me a refund because I did not want the other stuff.
And they just refunded you.
That's what they did.
So they didn't tell you about the day of the trial that you had?
Yes, I didn't want anything but the pills that were $6.95.
Okay, so you did enroll yourself inside of a trial, and you didn't cancel your trial. That's why you're steady being billed.
They should have said something to me about that.
Okay,
I want my money back.
Okay, well, we can't do any refunds.
I want my money back.
Okay, I can't do any refunds.
Look, why would I ask for a refund on the other stuff and then go turn right around and pay for something else?
Well, I'm not sure, ma'am, because...
Let me speak to your manager, please.
We all have the same protocol.
Well, there's going to have to be something done with this. I live on a fixed income. I don't need this taken out of my account.
Okay.
You guys are deceiving people.
Okay, ma'am, I do see where you did cancel the other products, but you never canceled out the keto that you were receiving.
Yeah, just the one bottle.
Right, that's what you're being charged for.
But what is the $94.90 on?
It did say that you had a trial. You had a 7-day trial. If you didn't call it cancel within 7 days from the day that
didn't
you
nobody
ordered it.
Didn't nobody to do that.
Ma'am, it said that
I
in the terms
no
and conditions. No, that was said in terms and conditions.
No, nobody told me that.
No, it was in the terms and conditions. They had to be read.
I didn't see no terms and conditions on there.
I'm
it just went straight quick to where I do the bottle.
And I see the website that you was on.
Yes.
It's in the terms and conditions.
Why would I want a refund on that shit? And then turn around and pay for some more shit.
Well, you never got a refund.
I don't want it.
Well, you never got a refund on that product.
I do not want it.
Okay, ma'am, you are declined, but you already have the bottle.
I don't have the bottle.
You already received the bottle.
No, I haven't.
Let me see, where is it? Ma'am, this bottle was delivered April the 9th.
I'm sorry. Did not get it.
So you didn't receive the keto?
No.
Okay,
no.
I can reship you one out.
No, I don't want it anymore. Not with this crap you taking my money.
Ma'am. Well, I can't get you canceled out, but there's no refunds, and the bottle was already delivered.
Well, I need to talk to somebody else that's in charge.
Yes, ma'am, but we all have the same protocol, and I just got done talking to her myself.
Well, there's got to be something done here. I can't afford that money being taken out of my account. That's for my bills.
Okay. Well, I did get your account canceled. I did get the account canceled, but there's not way we could do a refund.
There's got to be done something. There's got to be something done. How many other people have you screwed around like this?
Well, most of them read the terms and conditions.
They didn't have no terms and conditions.
Ma'am, yes, it does.
All right, just make sure I do not have no more money taken out of my account. Lose my damn number.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Fuckers.